crawling out of the rubble of Mariupol's Azovstal steel plant and finally on their way to safety. These people have been sheltering in bunkers and tunnels underneath the complex as it came under continuous bombardment by Russian forces.
We've been waiting here for 2 months.
They tell how they were running out of food.
Children always wanted to eat. You know, adults can wait.
The man filming this video, released by Ukraine's Azov battalion, says they're trying to get people out while the Russians aren't shooting. The evacuation was part of what the United Nations called a safe passage operation during a temporary ceasefire agreed by Russia and Ukraine.
Today, finally, we managed to start the evacuation of the people from Azovstal. After many weeks of negotiations and many different meetings, people, calls, countries, proposals, finally. There was not a single day that we didn't try to find a solution to ensure the safe rescue of those people.
Up to 1,000 civilians and 2,000 Ukrainian fighters are believed to have ended up inside the plant, surrounded by Russian forces, in the last Ukrainian-held territory in the port city. People who were evacuated spoke of the terror they experienced and of having to live in darkness for more than 60 days.
When the shells started landing at Azovstal, I thought my heart would stop and I would not survive it.
A Ukrainian commander still in the bunker says there's not enough water and the air smells of decomposing bodies.
I hope the evacuations will continue. I hope our government and the third party, the UN mission, the Red Cross, will all try to evacuate all civilians, not only from the plant, but from Mariupol in general. I also hope to evacuate all the injured and killed, to evacuate all soldiers who are here now.
Some of those evacuated went to the Russian-held village of Bezimen. Others headed to Ukrainian territory and the city of Zaporizhia. Mariupol authorities say 100,000 people remain in what's left of the city, with hundreds more below ground at the steelworks, a factory that's become a symbol of Ukrainian resistance. Alexia O'Brien, Al Jazeera.